Jonas stepped up to the table where the ship's captain was collecting fees. "How much is a passage to Tarshish?" he asked. Captain looked up and studied Jonah's face. This man did not sleep last night, thought the captain. And his wild-eyed gaze tells me someone is after him. Yeah, it'll be too much trouble to take along. But before the captain could refuse him, Jonah dropped his coin-laden purse on the table and the captain's eyes brightened. 20 gold pieces, said the captain, quoting a fee twice the normal rate. Nearby, several crew members took notice of Jonah's willingness to pay such a high price. Jonah felt them studying him, but he looked at no one and spoke to no one. Quickly, he found himself a berth far below the ship's deck and tried to sleep. Yet the burden of his disobedience pressed down on him in the small, enclosed space seemed like a tomb. But once the ship pulled out of the harbor, Jonah started to feel better. At last, I'm free of God, he thought, as he drifted off to sleep. But as he lay alone below deck, dark clouds were forming in the western sky. And by day's end, after a starless night had fallen and the ship was far from land, the wind began to blow and great white caps crested on the sea. "A squall is upon us!" yelled the watchman to the captain. Lightning flashed and thunder echoed across the heavens. Great waves began crashing on the deck and the ship started to take on water. The frightened crewmen called out to their gods for help. Frantically, the crew began throwing cargo overboard in a desperate attempt to keep the boat from sinking. The captain looked around the deck for his nervous passenger but did not see him. Everyone's help was needed, so he ran below to find Jonah. "Wake up! It's time to say your prayers, for a fierce storm has come up and is threatening to sink us." Instantly, Jonah was awake. His greatest fear had come to pass. God had found him. Jonah and the captain raced up to the deck. "This is like no weather I've seen before," cried the captain. "No matter how I steer, the wind changes and blows us back. I think heaven is against us because someone on this ship has angered God. I must gather the men together." So as the storm raged about them, the men gathered and drew straws, certain whoever picked the short straw would be the source of their troubles. One by one, each selected a shoot from the captain's hand and sighed with relief when he saw it was not the short one. Jonah nervously rubbed his fingers together as he waited for his turn. As he picked his straw, the sailor's eyes widened with anger. Jonah held the short straw. Immediately, they bombarded him with angry questions. "Who are you? Where do you come from? Why is heaven angry with you? What have you done?" And for a moment, Jonah just stared at the short straw he held in his hand. "It is my fault," he mumbled. "Quiet!" yelled the captain, silencing the others. "Explain what you mean, Jonah." Jonah looked up at the men and said, "I am a Hebrew and a believer in the one God of heaven and earth." Then the whole story poured out of Jonah. "Your only chance to save yourselves and quiet the raging sea is to throw me overboard," cried Jonah. But the sailors were reluctant to cast him into the dark waters, so they tried instead to row for shore. They rowed and rowed with all their might, but it was no use. The gale winds buffeted the ship and only pushed it farther out to sea.